Thank you.
It's all good, yo.
Too much hair?
Yeah. Okay. All
the hair. So, if I had to title this, it would be Act. And let me grab my cup. So, this is one of my favorite cups that I drink from nearly every morning. And on it, it says, go ask your father. So, when I was given the cup, I didn't know how much it would really impact my life. But it's a daily reminder that I have to go to my father. So one Sunday, I was sitting and I grabbed this cup. I had worship music playing in the background and I'm praying. And I looked at those words and once again, they just struck so deep. Go at your father. Ask is such a simple word, but it often feels like the hardest thing to do. I thought about how natural it is for me to go to my dad, my earthly dad. No matter what I needed, no matter what time it was, there was never a hesitation. I always called. I didn't have any doubt in my mind when I asked him. But when it comes to the one who created me, the one who loves me perfectly, I often stay silent. I had a friend, I used to call her, and she would always say, Hillary, did you take it to the Father? If you didn't take it to the Father, don't bring it to me. She said, you always have to go to God first. And so I sat there and I thought about it. Why is it so much easier to ask people, but not Yah, our Heavenly Father? And I thought, because we like tangible things. We want a person that we can see, that we can touch. So we can see and we can physically interact with people. But with Yah, it requires faith in the unseen. Hebrews 11:1. And belief is the substance of what is expected, the proof of what is not seen. With people, we often get an immediate response. They give us instant feedback, but Yah's answers require waiting. Psalms 27:14. Wait on Yehovah, be strong, and let him strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on Yehovah. Yeah. Control. Asking people, it feels like we still have some control. Asking the Father means that we're surrendering the outcome to His will. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in Yehovah with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Know him in all your ways and he makes all your paths straight. Amen. We're often afraid of silence. We're afraid of asking Yah and not hearing back in our time. His answers may come in unexpected ways at unexpected times. Isaiah 55:8-11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the heavens, do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It does not return to me empty, but shall do what I please and shall certainly accomplish what I sent it for. But yet, even though it's easier for us to go to people than it is the Father, Scripture reminds us over and over that asking is exactly what He invites us to do. On the back of the cup, it has Luke 11:9. Ask and it shall be given to you. The whole version is, and I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry at all, but in every matter, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to Elohim. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I shall answer you, and show you how great and inaccessible matters which you have not known. So not only does he allow us to ask, he desires for us to go to him. If you look at the word for go, it's H1980, halak. The ancient Hebrew is to travel, journey, or walk. It's to walk a journey or a lifestyle, custom. The Strong's definition is to walk, literally or figuratively, along, apace, behave, self, come, continually, be conversant, depart, be eased, and it just goes on and on and on. The first time that this word is mentioned is in Genesis 2:14, and the name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. Genesis 5:22 is another time that it's mentioned. And after he brought forth Methuselah, Enoch walked with Elohim 300 years and brought forth sons and daughters. And then it was also mentioned in Genesis 6:9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with Elohim. This word is used over 1,000 times, but the main point is that we need to go. To go to the Father is to be a journey, and it's supposed to be our lifestyle. I looked up the word for ask, and there's 3 Hebrew words that came up and 4 Greek words. So we're going to look at each of those. The first Hebrew word is H7592, and it's to inquire. It's sha'al. It's a request to draw out something that is not known. It's to ask, to seek to understand what is not known. To borrow, sleuth, demand, lent, request, and beg. The first time that it's mentioned is in Genesis 24, verse 47.
What was it?
Genesis 24, verse 47. And I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of Bethel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore to him. Then I put the nose ring on her.
24:47.
Yeah, 24:47. And on her nose and the bracelets on her wrist. And this is when, what was his name? He went to get a wife for Isaac.
Elasar.
That's that verse. So I just kind of picked a few different verses, but Genesis 43, verse 7, this one is doubled. And I thought that was interesting. Genesis 43. It has, for ask, it has it doubled. It has it listed twice in there. And it says, and they said, the men kept asking about us and our relatives, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? And we informed him, according to these words, how could we know that he would say, bring your brother down? And I can share the slides whenever I'm finished. And then I have a few other times that it's mentioned. But it's just to show you that there's different forms of asking. And how we ask does make a difference. Are we just going to pray one time and ask? Or are we going to ask? The Greek equivalent is G154, ato. And it's of uncertain derivation to ask, to beg, call, crave, desire, require. To ask, beg, call for, crave, desire, and require.
So are we just asking, or do we crave, or do we desire? That Greek word is used in Matthew chapter 5, verse 42. Give to him who asks of you, and from him who wishes to borrow from you, do not turn away. Another Hebrew word is H1245. It's to search out. It's bakash, and it means to search for something or for answers, to seek, require, request. Genesis 37:16. And he said, I am seeking my brothers. Please inform me where they are feeding their sheep. And in this verse, you can see that it also has the olive tav next to the word for seek. Psalms 27:4. One matter I ask of Yehovah, this I seek, to dwell in the house of Yehovah all the days of my life, to see the pleasantness of Yehovah and to inquire in his hekel. This verse actually uses two forms for the word ask. The first one, is H7592, and then the second one is H1245, and both of those we'll be talking about too. The Greek equivalent is G1567, and it's to search out. Another form of act is palau, H6419, and it's to intercede. If you look at the ancient Hebrew of it, it's the pictograph of the pay, it's the mouse, and the lamet is of the shepherd's staff representing authority. Combine these means speak to authority. Coming to one in authority to intercede on one's own behalf or for another. And if you look at the B and the B, it's plead, judgment, and plead. To plead for intercession or an outcome. To pray, judge, make, entreat, judgment, prayer, supplication, and thought. The Greek equivalent is G4336, and it means to pray. To pray to God, that is supplicate, supplicate, and worship. And like I said, I have tons of scripture for each one. I'm going to just send it out to y'all. And then there's one word that was just a Greek. I couldn't find a Hebrew equivalent for it. And it's G2065. To ask, to question, to request information. And then I looked at the word for father. And it's Ab. H1. The ancient Hebrew is the pictograph of the Aleph, which represents strength, and the Beit, which represents the tent. When you combine these, it's the strength of the house. This can be the tent poles, which hold up the tent, the house, as well as the father who holds up the family or the household. It's to support the support of the tent. If you look at, it tells you to go to A-N. The masculine version just means fruit or father, but the feminine is desire. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24 is the first time that it's mentioned. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Proverbs 3:12. For whom Yehovah loves, he reproves, as a father the son whom he delights. Isaiah 9:6. For a child is born unto us, a son is given unto us, and the rule is on his shoulder, and his name is called Wonder, Counselor, Strong El, Father of Continuity, Prince of Peace. I brought those out to show you that whether he's talking about a physical father or the spiritual father, it uses the same word. So just as we go to our physical father, we should go to our heavenly father as well. The Greek definition is, or word used is Abba, G5. And it means father. It's a customary title use of God in prayer. Whenever it occurs in the New Testament, it has the Greek interpretation joined to it. That is apparently to be explained by the fact that Abba is used in prayer, gradually acquired the nature of a most sacred prayer, proper name, to which the Greek-speaking Jews added the name from their own tongue. Mark 14:36. And he said, Abba, Father, all is possible for you. Make this cup pass from me, yet not what I desire, but what you desire. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So why should we ask Yah? Asking is his design. From Genesis to Revelation, Yah invites his people to call on him. Asking leads to revelation, deliverance, and blessing. Asking flows from relationship. Matthew 7:11 compares asking Yah to a child asking his or her earthly father. The depth of our relationship with Yah shapes the confidence of our asking. Asking needs to align with his will, because James 4:3 warns us against asking selfish and selfish motives. Asking builds faith. Every prayer asked and answered deepens trust, and every response that requires waiting refines our faith and it draws us closer. So go ask your father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.